Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. Free Falling, one of his great songs. We still miss him, but as long as we got his music, we'll have him forever. 23 After the Hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the world is happy about that because I'm the one and only of that title, the only Small Business Advocate. No, all others are imposters. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book. By the way, that's the big website, the Small Business Advocate. That's where you can go and find my articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written, lots, thousands of them. Archives, all these interviews we do, folks, we turn every segment into a podcast, all these live interviews. And all of my interviews, I've never done an interview that wasn't live ever in 20 and a half years. And so they're all, and then we turn them into podcasts that you can listen to later, just the segment, just that topic of the segment. And so they're easy to find. You can download them. We even let you take them home with you. Now, what more can I do for you than that? You can listen to them, stream them, whatever you want. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. That comes every Sunday afternoon. We haven't missed an edition Sunday afternoon since we started in 1999. So check that out and use it to your advantage. So my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then for my books, The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, has won 5 international awards. I'm really proud of it. The Third Ingredient with a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. So folks, I want to talk about isms this segment. Isms. Things like capitalism, socialism, communism, things like that. Nazism, I guess, is another word, another term. We've got all these isms out there, and the way you need to think about them is you need to think about which ones work long term, which ones work on their own. If they're left alone, which one can reproduce, can replicate itself, which one can sustain itself and be have the least negative impact on the people, on the humans. And we've had an experiment in all these things. Fascism, I didn't mention fascism. I meant to say fascism instead of Nazism. Nazism isn't really an ism I want to talk about. We all know about that. But fascism, that's another one. So we've had 100 years of experiments with all of them, with communism, with socialism, with fascism, with capitalism. We've had a 100-year experiment with the last 100 years. Almost exactly, if you want to mark the origin of the Bolshevik revolution in Russia, the 1917. So it's been 100 years now that we've had socialism, communism, fascism, and capitalism, all living and existing in the same century, side by side. Now look around you and find the success story. Find the one that has the success story. And the success to me is that it is sustainable, and that it does the most good, and that it has the least negative impact on the people. Communism has been proven to be none of that. The people are deprived. It can't sustain itself. Every communist country that right now is not truly a sustainable company. Even China, if you look at the internals, it's they got a lot of problems over there. that I'm not sure they'll ever solve. Russia is a one product economy, petroleum. That's it. After 100 years, one product, petroleum. And as we know, Stalin killed 20 million people, 20 million of his own people in the middle of the last century. Socialism. Look at, if you want to know about socialism, go to Venezuela. Look at what's going on in Venezuela. Other countries like that, where inflation is through the roof, the currency is in half, the people eventually, and this is something that Margaret Thatcher said once, socialism works fine until it runs out of other people's money to spend. That means it's not sustainable on its own. Only capitalism meets all those criteria. Only capitalism is a system of economic and governance where, and then when you overlay it with our system of government here in the United States, only that combination has produced, warts and all now, warts and all, nothing's perfect, warts and all has produced a sustainable system that has the least negative impact on humans, and in fact, humans benefit from it in many wonderful ways. So when you hear people in the polls running for office extolling the virtues of socialism, folks, I'm not telling you not to vote Democrat. I'm not telling you not to vote Republican or to vote either one of those. I'm telling you don't believe the socialists when they claim to be socialism, when they extol the virtues of socialism. All I'm telling you is we've already seen that movie. It doesn't work. Don't buy that. It doesn't work. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.